Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Music from England will be on our program this week. We'll hear a piano sonata of Ethel Smythe, an orchestral overture of Doreen Carwithen, chamber music of Elizabeth Lutyens, and a song. We'll begin with a substantial work of Ethel Smythe, an English composer who lived from 1858 to 1944. The fourth child in a comfortably off military family, she was born in London and grew up in Sidcup. Ignoring her father, who said he would rather see her under the sod than become a musician, she told him that she wanted to go and study composition in Germany. After 2 years of struggle, even a hunger strike and refusals to speak, she was finally allowed to go to Leipzig. She was the first woman admitted to the composition class of Karl Reinecke, celebrated composer and conductor of the Gewandhaus Orchestra. In Leipzig, she made friends with Brahms, Grieg, Tchaikovsky, Clara Schumann, Joachim, and other front-ranking musicians. During her career, she composed lieder, orchestral works, a mass, six operas, chamber works, and a large body of piano works. In 1910, she received the honorary degree of Doctor of Music from the University of Durham. She became involved in the women's suffrage movement and was imprisoned for a time, together with more than 100 suffragettes. She left 10 volumes of literary documents recounting her life experiences. We're going to hear Ethel Smythe's second sonata in F-sharp minor. This piece was written during her Leipzig years, which she said were the happiest of her life. Along with the other pieces of that period, it was never published, but it was carefully kept by Smythe in her attic, so she must have had some special feelings for this early work. She wrote to her mother about the piece in 1877. She named the piece her Geistinger Sonata, inspired by her passion for the German actress Marie Geistinger. After telling her mother about her first visit to the actress, she wrote, "You can imagine the effect of this visit. I came home, felt another creature, and forthwith composed, I think, the best thing I have done yet, the skeleton of a first movement of a new sonata. It is really program music, though no one would know it. I have the whole scene there, going up the stairs, and the Herzklopfen at the door and all," speaking of her heart pounding. The first and third movements are in sonata form. The first starts with a slow introduction. The middle movement is a lovely, tranquil sort of barcarolle that Smythe thought was her best work up to that time, though her teacher, Reinecke, liked the third movement better. I agree with Smythe. Let's listen to it now with Liana Serbescu at the piano.